All right. Ready to dive into the world of the Leo man.
Oh, always up for exploring the lions.
Today we're tackling this guide, How to Make a Leo Man Obsessed.
Mm.
Intriguing title, right?
Definitely grabs your attention. So let's unpack it. What's the initial vibe?
You know, it actually goes beyond those typical Leo stereotypes.
Yeah, like the whole attention-loving thing.
Right, exactly that. It digs deeper, especially when it comes to relationships.
Okay, so less about the sun sign, more about the heart of a Leo man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really tries to pinpoint what makes them tick.
So what does it say about their core personality, then?
Well, they don't hold back. Calls them the kings of the zodiac.
Which, honestly, pretty accurate.
Right. Confident, charismatic, natural leaders definitely enjoy the spotlight.
Yeah, that's classic Leo. But you're saying there's more to it.
Oh, absolutely. It's like this fascinating contrast. Deep down, they crave loyalty, admiration, real passion.
Hmm. So it's not just about feeding their ego. It's about connecting on a deeper level. You got it. And this is where it gets interesting. They're surprisingly sensitive to disrespect.
Really? Even with all that confidence?
Seriously. It's like they can be a lion, but even lions have their soft spots.
Just tread carefully.
Right, exactly. Remember that sensitivity.
Wow, okay. So much for a Leo wearing his heart on his sleeve, huh?
Well, maybe not that openly.
Yeah.
But this guy definitely makes you realize there's more to capturing their attention than you might think.
All right, so what's the secret then? How do you grab a Leo man's attention?
First and foremost, confidence. They're drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
Makes sense. You can't exactly walk alongside a lion if you're scared of a little roar, right?
Love that analogy. Seriously, though, they're attracted to people who value themselves, who are comfortable in their own skin.
So step one, embrace your own awesomeness.
Exactly. Let your personality shine. Don't be afraid to stand out.
That's solid advice for anyone, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so confidence is key. What else? Appearance, maybe.
You're reading my mind. This guide even says dress to captivate.
Ooh, interesting. So we're talking elegance, sophistication.
Absolutely. Think a touch of glamour, that effortless chic.
It's like you're showing him you put in the effort.
Right. They appreciate beauty, and that includes someone who takes care of themselves.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got confidence, we've got style. What else makes a Leo man, shall we say, roar with interest?
Passion. Pure and simple.
Like for life in general.
Exactly. They thrive on excitement, new experiences.
So you gotta be able to keep up with that energy.
100%. It's like a dance, you know? You gotta be able to follow their lead, keep up with the pace, maybe even spin them around a little.
I love that. So it's not just about being swept off your feet. It's about being an active participant in the whirlwind.
Now you're getting it.
Okay, so we've talked about grabbing their attention, but how do you go from that initial spark to something, you know, real?
Ah, excellent question. It's like the difference between catching a Leo's eye and truly capturing their heart.
Exactly. And this guide seems to really hone in on that distinction.
It definitely does. For a Leo, it's not just about fleeting moments of passion. They crave a deeper connection. One built on mutual respect, trust, you know, the good stuff.
So how do you navigate that shift from that fun, flirty stage to something with more substance?
Well, according to this guide, it starts with communication.
Okay, so like really talking to each other.
Yes, but even more than that, it's about creating a space where he feels safe to open up, share his feelings, be vulnerable.
That's interesting, because even though they project this king of the jungle persona,
right,
they still need a safe space to just be themselves.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Even a king needs a trusted advisor.
Someone they can confide in.
Exactly. Someone who will listen without judgment, without trying to change them.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so open communication check. What else helps to solidify that bond with a Leo?
This is where those shared experiences become super important.
Oh, like adventures.
Yes. Spontaneous trips, trying new things together, basically saying yes to adventure. It's about creating those shared memories.
That sounds right up a Leo's alley. Living life to the fullest, right?
100%. But here's the thing. It's not enough to just be along for the ride.
You have to be an active participant.
Exactly. Be enthusiastic. Be a co-pilot in those adventures. Show him you can match his energy. That's what creates that exciting dynamic.
Okay, I'm getting a real sense of the kind of partner that vibes well with a Leo. Someone who's an equal, who can keep up. But you know, there's another theme I'm picking up on here. This need for loyalty and trust, it seems pretty major.
Oh, absolutely. And the guy doesn't shy away from that at all.
So what's the take? How big of a deal are those things?
It flat out says loyalty and trustworthiness are non-negotiables for a Leo man.
Well, yeah, he's a lion. He protects his pride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are fiercely loyal themselves, and they expect that same energy back.
So how do you really show a Leo that deep loyalty?
Transparency is key. Be open and honest in your actions, in your intentions.
So it's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
100%. Let him know where he stands with you. And don't give him any reason to doubt your commitment. For a Leo, actions speak so much louder than words.
Be present, be reliable, be his rock.
Exactly. When a Leo feels that unwavering loyalty and trust, that's when he truly lets you in.
He lets his guard down.
Exactly. He opens his heart to you. That's when the real magic happens.
It's about creating that safety and security. He needs to know he can truly be himself with you.
It's essential. They might have this confident exterior, but deep down, they crave that. Knowing their partner is fully invested, fully committed. And when they feel that, they'll shower you with the same level of loyalty and devotion in return. But of course, like any relationship, there will be challenges.
Right. Even the best pairings have their bumps in the road.
Exactly. And this guy gets real about that. It acknowledges those potential hurdles.
So what are some things people might encounter when navigating a relationship with a Leo man? And how can they prepare for those challenges?
Well, one thing that comes up is the potential for jealousy.
Ah, yes. With a personality as big and bright as a Leo's.
Right.
A little possessiveness isn't surprising.
It's like the roar of the lion, you know?
Yeah.
Protecting the what they perceive as theirs.
So how do you handle those situations gracefully? Because it seems like a delicate balance between reassuring him and also not dimming your own light.
Oh, it's a total balancing act. And the guide really emphasizes that open and honest communication is crucial in those moments. Address any concerns directly. Reassure him of your feelings.
But also don't be afraid to set boundaries.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Healthy boundaries are key in any relationship, but especially with a Leo. And remember, sometimes jealousy stems from insecurity. So remind him why he is so special to you, what makes him unique and irreplaceable.
A little genuine admiration can go a long way.
A long way.
Now, something tells me a personality like Leo's probably doesn't shy away from a good debate. Am I right?
You're picking up what this guide is putting down, that's for sure. Conflict is inevitable in any relationship. It's how you approach those disagreements that matters.
So how do you argue with a Leo? And maybe more importantly, how do you resolve those conflicts constructively?
Again, open and respectful dialogue is essential. But remember those egos we talked about? Yeah, they might need a little bit of stroking during a disagreement.
Okay, so tread lightly.
Exactly. Avoid attacking him or being overly critical. Focus on understanding his perspective, even if you don't agree with it.
It's not about being right. It's about being heard.
Exactly. And let him know you value his opinion, even if you see things differently. The goal isn't to win the argument. It's to find a resolution that works for both of you.
Compromise and empathy. Got it. Now, we've talked a lot about supporting his ambitions, but what about maintaining your own independence within the relationship? It seems like that would be important to a Leo, someone who thrives on that energy.
Such a good point. And you're right, the guide addresses that directly.
Does it? Okay, what's the verdict?
It emphasizes that while it's important to support his dreams, it's equally crucial to maintain your own sense of self.
So it's not about losing yourself in the relationship?
Not at all. It's about maintaining your own identity while still being a supportive partner.
So that balance between togetherness and individuality is key.
It makes it exciting. They're attracted to people who are confident, who have their own passions and pursuits. Don't abandon your hobbies, your friendships, your own dreams just because you're in a relationship.
It's like two planets orbiting each other, each with their own unique pull, but still connected.
Love that analogy. That push and pull, it keeps things interesting for a Leo man. Keeps him engaged, interested, and ultimately devoted.
That's beautiful. Two individuals choosing to move through the universe together. But let's be real, even with the best intentions and understanding, relationships have their challenges.
Oh, absolutely. This guide isn't sugarcoating anything.
It acknowledges those inevitable ups and downs.
It encourages you to embrace the whole journey, you know?
So what's the final takeaway? What wisdom does this guide leave us with for those ready to embark on this journey with a Leo man?
It's funny, the guide's final message isn't really about, like, a set of rules. Yeah, it's more like a question for you to think about.
Okay, I like that.
It asks, how can understanding this sun sign help you create a relationship? One that has respect, admiration, lasting passion, all that.
Ooh, I see. So it's not about manipulating someone into being obsessed.
Right.
It's more about using this knowledge as a foundation.
Yes. Relationships, they're a two-way street.
100%.
It's great to understand your partner, but never lose sight of yourself.
Right. You have needs, too.
Exactly. It's got to work for both of you.
Finding that sweet spot where you both shine individually and together.
Yes. And honestly, that's relevant, whether it's a Leo or any other sign.
So true. Who doesn't want a love story that's exciting and meaningful?
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, there we have it. We dove into the Leo man's personality, how to pique his interest, even those relationship hurdles everyone faces.
It's a journey.
It is. But remember, this was just one perspective, one guide.
Right. Everyone's unique.
Exactly. Trust your gut. Use your intuition, too.
Absolutely.
And hey, most importantly, have fun. Relationships should be enjoyable, right?
100%.
Embrace the adventure. See where it leads you.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of the Leo man.
Anytime.
And to everyone listening, until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those deep dives coming.